Hey, it's your girl Kins K, otherwise known as Kinsani, and this is the third episode of the Kins Lens podcast. I want to thank all of my listeners and for everyone who has been listening to my podcast, who have been reaching out to me and telling me how they experienced or resonated with a particular episode or particular content that I might have put out. Thank you so much for doing that. It really means a lot to me that you've taken out the time not only to listen to a various episode but to even thereafter reach out to me. It really does make my day when that happens. If you missed last week's episode, I basically just spoke about the topic perfect mediocre, where I spoke about the reasons as to why perfectionism holds us back and what we can do about it to still put our work out without pressuring ourselves with perfectionism. For today's episode though, I actually have a bit of a story time, and I don't know if you enjoy making Instagram friends, but I really do, especially during whilst in this pandemic, because you can't just go out and make friends as easily. And I really love meeting new people, and Instagram for me has been a very easy way to actually do that without physically going to meet people. And I remember the one time I was scrolling through Instagram, and I remember just coming across this profile which I really, really liked. I liked just the theme, I liked the feed, I just liked the different styles that were in the different posts. So I ended up reaching out to the person who owns this profile, and her name is Amanda. And turns out she's actually a fashion designer, so when she does drop her brand, I will be one of the first people to cop whatever she puts up, because I really, really resonated with her work. And I remember after following her, she was very vocal on her stories about the Black Lives Matter movement, as well as the gender-based violence that was happening in South Africa during lockdown. And I remember being like, wow, this is great how she balances both her creative expression as well as her political views. And for me, that was something that I didn't really see in other pages, not to say they don't exist, but I didn't see a lot of fashion designers or people within that kind of niche that I had followed. I didn't really see them expressing their political views or balancing that expression. So what made me really stick with Amanda and her work and her content was the fact that she was different and she embraced that difference. And it actually brings me to our topic today, which is not perfect mediocre that was last week, which is the beauty of abstraction. You know, when I was thinking of this topic title, I was wondering what would come to mind when you would hear the topic, the beauty of abstraction. And I want you to take just a second or two to actually think, like, what could that mean? And you might be thinking it could be some art review, and I promise you it's not. I'm a horrendous artist. I know absolutely nothing about the periods, the movements, or any other art jargon. Actually, on the contrary, it's my best friend Trinity, who is an artist, and I really like the art that she does, so I'm gonna leave her art page in the description. But I'm pretty sure we all know a famous painting known as Starry Night. I mean, we were all forced to take art as a subject in our salad days. And Starry Night is a painting by Vincent van Gogh, if you don't know. And it came to light and it gained recognition through its abstraction of the various elements in the picture. And because Vincent van Gogh made this painting whilst he was in a mental asylum, and how this painting then represented the tranquility of just the night setting, can I put it in very simple non-art jargon terms. And I really just wanted to use that painting as an example to bring it to our level where it is more relatable to all of us, as that painting was quite different and it gained recognition through its difference. So why don't we get straight into it? Today's episode is divided into three parts. The first part is reasons as to why we are afraid or struggle to be different or value the beauty of abstraction. The second part is the benefits of being different or valuing the beauty of abstraction. And the third part is how to be different or value the beauty of abstraction. So why don't we get straight into it? Okay, reasons as to why we are afraid to struggle. Well, I'm pretty sure people are afraid to struggle. But the reasons why we are afraid or struggle to be different or value the beauty of abstraction. I actually came up with two important reasons for that. And I think the first reason is that we are afraid of being weird or disliked. Being disliked is something I don't think many of us can really help. The plain truth is that not everyone will like you, and that's okay, because there will be other people that do. And I think it's completely normal to be afraid of being weird, because we don't want to associate ourselves or our work with negative connotations. But whilst I was thinking of this, I actually thought of Tyler, the Creator. And I know a lot of people used to think that Tyler, the Creator, was very weird. And some people still think that he's very weird. But in fact, it's that weirdness, can I say, that actually built his fan base. And he found a lot of people that actually resonated with his work and the content that he was putting out because of this so perceived weirdness. And you know, I understand it. A lot of people don't want to have their work or themselves associated with any type of negative stigma. And that's okay, because through that you will find your audience and you will find the people that resonate with you, just as Tyler, the Creator, did it. So I think just go for it anyway. Don't be afraid to be weird. Especially when it comes to things like, you know, our Instagram posts or just posting on social media, whether it be TikTok or whatever. And we're afraid that if we do something that's outside of the norm, people aren't going to take it well. So what we usually do is kind of just stick to what everyone else is doing and just follow trends, because that's not weird, right? Because everyone is doing it. And then very few people actually go outside of those norms and actually create the trends. You know what I'm saying? So I definitely think it's okay to be weird, because that's how you will get more people who resonate with you. And the second reason why I feel we are afraid or struggle to be different is because of imposter syndrome. And the definition that I found on imposter syndrome on Very Well Mind is that imposter syndrome refers to an internal experience of believing that you are not as competent as others perceive you to be. While this definition is usually narrowly applied to intelligence and achievement, it has links to perfectionism and the social context. So I really like that definition, considering what my topic was last week. But to put it in simple words, imposter syndrome is basically feeling like you're not good enough in what you do, and that people will perceive you to not be good, or that you are like everyone else and you won't know how to differentiate yourself because you're basically just like everyone else. And I see this a lot within the YouTubing space, if YouTubing can be a verb. But yeah, I do see this a lot with YouTubers and my friends and people I know who aspire to be YouTubers and people within the YouTube space already. I feel like it's a struggle for them because they feel as though people won't resonate with their content, and if they put out content, it's not even going to be good enough, because who would want to even look at their content, watch their videos, etc., etc. And I see that is a big thing that holds back a lot of people from actually starting YouTube channels. Not to say that this is only limited to YouTube channels, it's just an example. But I do see it a lot within the YouTubing space. Granted, that's a verb. Yeah, especially with upcoming YouTubers and people who are starting their channels, it's as though they compare themselves to every other YouTuber out there before starting their channel, and not realizing that just by them being who they are and being true to themselves, the people will come, the subscribers will come. And I actually have an example in my mind of a YouTuber I really, really resonates with. Her name is Letabo. You can go check out her channel on YouTube. It's really funny. Her name is Letabo D. And I remember I came across her channel whilst looking for content creators for Africa, actually. And there was this video that she released called The Lesbian Code, which I thought was really, really funny because I had never seen anything like it before, especially with South African queer YouTubers. So I had never seen this video title before, and I was like, this looks really interesting. And honestly, it's because Letabo's content was different from what I was seeing with other YouTubers that I actually stuck it through with her and started watching all her other videos. I would like to consider her my Instagram friend now, because eventually I did reach out to her and whatever, but I digress. That is actually the reason why I stuck it through with Letabo, because she was different. So I think it does have its benefits, you know, to be different. So it brings us to our next part, which is the benefits of being different or valuing the beauty of abstraction. And the one benefit of this is it helps you find your niche, okay? And once you find your niche, you become a master and not a jack. Okay, I'm pretty sure we've all heard of the idiom, a jack of all trades, a master of none. And you know, it's not a bad thing to have a wide skill set. In fact, that's really admirable. And almost, you know, it's quite rare to have a wide skill set. But it's really good as well to find your niche and to define what it is that you do particularly, so that you can become extra good at what you do and become a master at it. And that is possible when you find your niche. And once you find your niche, you will also narrow down your audience. And that's not a bad thing, because obviously if you're putting out content on exercise, for example, or you're putting out certain jokes, maybe your jokes won't apply to everyone, or maybe the exercise content that you're putting out won't resonate with everyone, and you could lose subscribers, followers, whatever for that. But that's okay, because once you lose the people that aren't actually engaged in what you're doing, it's a good thing, because you will find more people who are actually interested in what you do genuinely. And that can all happen by being different and finding your niche. I think another good reason, or benefit rather, to being different or valuing the beauty of abstraction is that it helps you know what your values are. You know, once you find your values, you're gonna stick them through no matter what. And sometimes your values might be very different to that of another person, but then again, you might come across people who are similar minded, who share the same values as you, and that really is good in terms of networking and getting your foot in the door. You know, it's really, really good to put yourself out there and to be different, because it's what will set you apart ultimately. And when I think of narrowing down your niche and finding what your values are, I actually think of a musician known as Tamu AVE, who is also my cousin. And because we grew up together, I did see that when he was starting off his music career, and when he was still on SoundCloud, which he isn't on anymore, by the way, but when he was starting off his music career, I did see that his music was very well adjusted to whatever genre was the most popular in that time. And over the years, I have seen that he has defined that niche for himself. He has made his own, I wouldn't say he's made his own genre, but he's made his own audience that resonates with the genre of music that he puts out. I would say it's more alternative, but you can't really define it. And I think that's good, because a lot of people would listen to his music and be like, this is really different. But it's through him being different that actually built his audience. So I'm gonna leave his music descriptions and music description. I'm gonna leave his music links in the description, but I will play one of his songs at the end of this episode, which I think is personally my favorite, and which I think is also his most abstract song. So I'm gonna definitely play it at the end for you and leave his details in the description if you are interested in checking out his music. And the third part, reaching the third part of this episode, is how to be different or value the beauty of abstraction. So for me, this is important. This is important because, yes, it's good to know the reasons why we are afraid, and it's good to also know the benefits of being different, but we can't just end there. We need to know how to be different or how to value the beauty of abstraction. So I just have a couple of tips in which you could use to actually just be different and be yourself. And the first thing is draw inspiration, don't imitate. And I think this is really, really, it's a big thing, okay? You can look up to other content creators, or perhaps you have role models in your life. And, you know, I think it's very important to draw inspiration from the people who you admire and the people who you share the same values with. I think it's very, very important to draw that inspiration. But I don't think you should imitate them, because you will fall through the cracks, okay? You can't keep up with what someone else is doing if that is not who you truly are. And it's not worth all the effort to imitate someone else, because what may work for someone else may not work for you. What may work for someone else's audience may not work for your audience. So you really need to draw inspiration, obviously, to keep going and to define your goals further. But don't imitate them, because ultimately you have your own vision, I assume. And it's important for you to allow yourself to have that creative expression, which is actually the second tip as to how you can be different, is to allow yourself creative expression. You should allow yourself to be creative and to do what it is in the creative space. So what you deciding to you know, speak on a topic that people haven't spoken on, or you're deciding to make a post that people haven't made before, or you're making a TikTok or a reel that people haven't made before, I think it's really good to be different and to give yourself that creativity, because it's through that creative expression that actually allows you to find your audience and to actually allow yourself to be authentic and true to yourself, which is the third tip as to how you can be different, is to just be authentic and be yourself. Do what it is you want to do. I mean, it's your life at the end of the day. So do what it is you want to do. Express yourself how you feel you can express yourself. And if that's through your work, then do that. Show people your creative side. Show people who you truly are. I mean, just be different. It's great. And, you know, we may think of it as a bad thing, or we think of it as a weird thing, but people will actually resonate with your work. You will find people who actually like what you do and who actually resonate and relate to what you do or what you're putting out. And I think the last tip as to how we can be different is just to pinpoint why you do what you do, okay? Why is it that you're doing what you're doing, okay? And when you remember why you're doing what you're doing, then it's gonna automatically make you different, because your reason for why you're doing what you're doing is probably completely different to the other person who might be doing the same thing or is in the same field. But yeah, I hope that makes sense. But yeah, they may be in a different field as to you. I mean, in the same field as you are, but they are doing it differently because you have different reasons as to why you started doing what you're doing. I hope that makes a bit of sense. It was a bit of a tongue twister for me. But yeah, I think those are tips that you can definitely use to set you apart and catapult you into your future. by just being different. So I'm just going to summarize everything because I know it was quite a packed episode. But the reasons as to why we are afraid is because we are afraid of being weird or disliked, and because we may have feelings of imposter syndrome. And the benefits of being different or valuing the beauty of abstraction is by finding your niche, which will then help you become a master, not a jack, and which will then help you also narrow your audience, and to also find what you value, which will then help you get people who are similar minded and help you to network with people within your respective fields. And then the third part, how to be different or to value the beauty of abstraction, is to draw inspiration, not to imitate, to allow yourself creative expression, to be authentic to yourself, and to pinpoint why you do what you do. And even if you weren't taking notes, it's fine. I will make a post that summarizes everything I spoke about in this episode. But that's it from me today. I will leave all the links of everyone I mentioned, including Amanda, Trinity, Tamu AVA, as well as Letabo. I'm going to leave all their links in the description if you felt you might have resonated with any of them. I will leave their links in the description and you can go check out their content, their channels, their music, whatever it is. But feel free to reach out to me on social media if you want to just talk to me or give me a review. I love hearing from you all. So you can catch me at Kens K on Instagram or at Kens Lens Podcast. Or you can check out my website, www.kensk.com, which I'll put in the description. But that's it from me. I hope you'll join me next week. And I'm just going to leave you with Tamu AVE's song, The Swings. All right, guys. Goodbye.
Start, but give it time.